So I've already cut a piece.
Yeah. Oh,
it's I did it this morning, and I'm continuing in the jank theme.
Yeah, look at that. It looks like it's sitting inside a little watermelon, piece of watermelon
it's
there.
So bad. This works. I flew with this.
Nice. Look at that. Oh, God.
And this, hey, you know what? This thing, this cost a whole, probably 3 cents.
No way.
I know, right? I know. You never would have guessed. You never would have guessed. Okay, no. Now, the nice thing about this is because of the way that the posts are arranged, I can actually just spear this. And now it stays at the front of the crack. Shut up! Hey, this is professional.
IR drone. IR professional.
I am Great Brain. Now I am leaving for no reason.
I'm sure it'll be fine. Let's just get it
Let's
all put together.
Let's just get it all put together.
I wish we had one of those moments, gosh. Though, where we just like, okay, and now we'll put it in the oven, and when we take it out, it will be perfect.
It will look perfect.
That's how we work.
I thought about doing that and like making a montage where suddenly it looked great, and I'm like, okay, no.
You should have had a backup drone where it was just pristine and like really beautiful, and you're like, now that you have this, let me bring out...
No, this is what we actually created.
Yeah, this is what yours should look like.
All right, so this is a little bit tight because I'm a bad...
Because there's a lot of foam on there?
There's a lot of foam, yeah.
Would it help if you snip some of those zip ties, or are you going to wait?
I'm going to wait. I want to reach max jank.
Maximum
and
jank.
We are quickly approaching max jank levels. Oh, shoot. This one didn't make it in. Don't you hate when your foam doesn't upgrade properly?
Oh, yeah. It happens all the time.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Okay. Bad pod, right? Get in there. There we go. Okay.
A reason to never throw away any of that packing.
Yeah, exactly. Foam. Folks, I don't care what your parents or your spouses or your roommates say. Everything can be useful. If there's one thing we learned from Mark Watney, never throw anything away.
That's right, especially potatoes.
I am a potato. Sorry. Okay. Here we go. Now let's button this back up.
Okay. Maybe get a close-up on that.
Oh, my gosh. I don't think I've ever seen
it. It's so sad with the antenna flopping over to the side like that.
Such a sad craft.
Does it please you to see me ugly, creator?
Of course you realize that we're doing it ugly because I've already figured out a way to do this beautifully.
Yeah, I'm sure. But, doing it beautifully takes time.
It's actually under the table, too.
What?
Yeah.
I wasn't just making that up.
Don't look. Don't look. It's for the next part of the show.
I still feel like we need a drone box or something where we put the janky drone in the box and then when we cut, it comes back out pristine.
Okay, these are totally not screwed in properly. But I'm going to do it anyways because we just want to get on to the next segment because we need to move because Alex is going to start...
start giving us the countdown.
Yeah, the stink eye. All right, so here we go. This is what a super jank, kind of, really ghetto craft looks like.
I think social guy in the chat room nailed it. Your drone should be 10% components, 89% zip tie, and 1% foam.
Foam. That's pretty much what it is. All right, go to the overhead, Alex. So this is what it looks like. Okay,
the pointy parts,
they won't look like that, okay? Oops.
Oh.
That one, I did that. That's bad. But... That's more or less what it's going to look like. Let's go ahead and plug this in and see if
I think the only thing
FPV
you're missing
works.
Is hot glue. Like, just start hot gluing everything.
I was actually going to hot glue the camera.
Ah, I'm not surprised.
Okay. There we go. So this...
Imagine this zip tie flying.
Yeah, if you were to throw a ball of zip ties, this is what it would see. Now, again, the bad video, that's because of the conversion. But it actually looks pretty dang good in the goggles, in the FPV goggles that I've been playing with. Now, Brian, if they wait around, I'm actually going to show them a much better way to do this.
Okay.
But if you just were looking for a way to finish off your FPV 150,
right.
This is it. A little bit of foam, a couple of zip ties, and a lot of tolerance for something that looks ugly.
But you're going to want to stick around to see the beautification.
Yes, we've got some beautification coming up.